listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
At 6:01 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop truck, from the has-been, shoulda-beens, woulda-couldas, and never was, from the 50s through the turn of this century. My name is Alex, and for the next 2 hours, I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs. 855-915-9636, 855-915-WMFO. You want to throw me off my rhythm? Anyway, I got some new stuff in. Actually, got more new stuff, but it's at home. Anyway, so we'll get into it. Start off with a little bit of garage rock from the 80s. Remember them? Sure you do. These are the Desperate Hours in WMFO Medford.
Can't do. This is Robbie White from Silver Spring, Maryland, and I love listening to Alex and the Desperate Hours. because then I can steal all the great songs that he plays and play them on my own radio show. Thank you, Alex.
Yeah.
Okay, it's 6:17 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Backing me up is Buddy Morrow and his orchestra doing the Highway Patrol theme. It comes off a album that came out in 1959 on RCA Victor called Impact. A whole bunch of TV theme songs. I'm trying to get, trying to find out how you program CD3 to repeat. They were all in continuous. I know how to take them out of continuous, but I don't know how to put CD3. I don't know who took it out of there, but it shouldn't have been. Anyway, after all this trouble. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this first set of the evening. Mars Bonfire, the guy who wrote Born to Be Wild, actually performed it in 1969 on Columbia from the LP Faster Than Speed of Light. Before that, The Skeptics did Rye Child, track originally released on the Campus label in 1966. Right off the compilation, Psychedelic Unknowns, Volume 4, came out in 1997 on Scrap. Before that, Jesus and Mary Chain from 1985, my personal soundtrack of the 1980s, Never Understand from the LP Psycho Candy. And then we kicked it off with The Milkshakes from 1982. Mickey, Billy, Childers, and all the rest, and Whoa Now. Anyway, why don't we get right back into it? These are the Desperate Hours.
Characters for toys and books. But no matter how hard I try, I can't come up with a character more fun or more wacky than Alex on the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Oh, So be my guest, you've got nothing to lose. Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise? Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby, ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby, ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby. Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise? I got to get to moving, baby, I ain't lying. My heart is beating rhythm and it's right on time. So be my guest, you've got nothing to lose. Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise?
Methods on sound.
Try to remember the kind of September when life was slow and oops so mellow. Try to remember the kind of September when grass was green and grain was yellow. Try to remember the kind of September when you were a tender and kennel fellow. Try to remember, and if you remember, then follow. Try to remember, and if you remember, then follow.
I don't see any method at all.
Summer's day, when I thought I'd lay myself down to rest in a big field of tall grass. I lay there in the sun and felt it caressing my face as I fell asleep and dreamed. I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie, and that I was the star of the movie. This really blew my mind. The fact that me, an overfed, long-haired, leaping gnome, should be the star of a Hollywood movie. But there I was. I was taken to a place, the Hall of the Mountain King. I stood high upon a mountaintop, naked to the world, in front of every kind of girl. There was long ones, tall ones, short ones, brown ones, black ones, round ones, big ones, crazy ones. Whispered in my ear something crazy. She said, I thought to myself, what could that mean? Am I going crazy? Or is this just a dream? Now wait a minute, I know I'm lying in a field of grass somewhere. So it's all in my head. And then I heard her say, one more time. Feel hot flames of fire roaring at my back. As she disappeared, but soon she returned. In her hand was a bottle of wine, in the other a glass. She poured some of the wine from the bottle into the glass, raised it to her lips, and just before she drank it, she said, take the wine, take that girl, take the wine, take that girl, take the wine, take that girl, come on, come on, take the wine, take that girl, yeah, it's all yours.
Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Station wants you to know that medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This is a message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, the Ad Council, and the Healthy Skeptics here at WMFO in Medford. Okay. I finally figured out how to program the CD player so it repeats. So here we go. Just heard Eric Burden in War from 1970 and Spill the Wine, 1970 on MGM. Before that, Telly Savalas and Try to Remember from his LP released in Germany in 1972. This is Telly Savalas. Well, that by request, a couple by request. And how could I refuse? Frankie Ford, in a track originally released on the Ace label in 1959 and Sea Cruise, and I got off the compilation Gold Age of American Rock and Roll, Volume 7, came out on Ace of UK in 1998. And then the Edsels, going out to Joe by the Candy Store, Ram-a-Lama Ding Dong, a track released on the Dub label in 1958. Yes, the original vinyl. Yes. Man, I realized I hadn't played that in like literally like probably since the 90s on the air. Then we kicked it off with something I do play with some regularity. Well, you know, a couple times a year anyway. The Packer Beats and the theme from The Traitors, a track originally released on the Pi label in the UK in 1962. I got off a compilation, Joe Meek, The Alchemist of Pop, came out in 2002 on Castle. Anyway, now that I'm recombobulated, we can get on with this. These are the Desperate Hours.
How you doing? This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
For me. Well, I don't think I can remember.
If she can stand it, I can. Play it.
By request from Winthrop.
I've never seen the people I know in the bright light of day. So how can I say that you're any friend of mine?
See you anytime.
I'm feeling fine.
Midnight to six.
Well, that's my time.
That's your time.
Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay, let me tell you what I'm playing this next to last set of the first hour. Just heard The Pretty Things by request for Winthrop. Richie, first time I've heard from him in a while. Midnight to Six Man, Pretty Things. For that, the Invaders of Birdie's Combo Castle and Honda Come Back, a track originally released on Suncrest in 1966. I got off the Winning Sides Volume 3 compilation, came out in 2011 on Hip Shake. Before that, The Last Exit did Fast One, track originally released on Wildwood Sound Productions in 1967. That was also off of Winning Sides because the reel on that was probably about, I don't know, maybe a half a second, maybe. Anyway, before that, we kicked it off with the Tajes from the Netherlands. And I'm the Man You're Looking For, originally released on His Master's Voice in 1966. But I ain't gonna lie, I got off of Pebbles Volume 18. Came out in 1985 on AIP. Anyway, and you know, if you want to be a star, to handfuls and handfuls of people across the Boston area and across the internets. Make me a bumper. Come on. All you gotta do is mention Alex, the Desperate Hours, and WMFO and all their possible combinations. Then your name, general geographic area or planet, and claim to fame or lack thereof, and all their possible combinations. Make it clever. You can make fun of me. I don't care, as long as it's FCC clean. Make a WAV or an MP3 out of it and email it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. Or better still, if you're on Facebook, and admit it you are, except for Richard, all you got to do is go over to the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it. I've been thinking about making a group out of it, but I don't know. Who knows? I don't know if it warrants one. But anyway, you can message it over there. Don't be bashful. Throw me a bone. Anyway, this next set's going to take us past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show. So let's get on with it. These are the Desperate Hours.
This is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
Thank you. I'm Chuck Yu. I do radio both here at WMFO and down the road at WMBR. But on Thursday nights, I prefer to listen to my radio. More specifically, The Desperate Hours with Alex. Stay tuned to keep on rocking with The Desperate Hours.
The Desperate Hours. The Desperate Hours. The Desperate Hours.
Right here on WMFO, Medford.
And a lot of hair. My face looked like a big cream puff, so I thought I'd live with the stuff.
Goatee, goatee. Well, I'm never gonna shave it off, cause I think it looks so tough. Goatee.
Baby called me Jungle Jim, cause all she saw was my hairy chin. She stared at me, I felt like a mouse, but she said, come over and paint my house.
Goatee, goatee. Well, I'm never gonna shave it off, cause I think it looks so tough. Goatee, go.
Feeling pretty mean when my beard got caught in that washing machine. I was washed and rinsed and hung out to dry. That's the time I decided to say goodbye to my
goatee. Goatee. Well, I'm never gonna shave it off, cause it doesn't